plans for a high-level meeting over Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden has agreed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the tensions over Ukraine, but only if no invasion occurs.
The Russian Defense Ministry claims that a Ukrainian shell was fired into their territory. These statements should be viewed with skepticism. The Washington Post reports the United States wrote a letter to the United Nations saying, quote, "We have credible information that indicates Russian forces are creating lists of identified Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation." The Biden administration is hoping to deter Russia from invading with the threat of sanctions. In the past, sanctions have not worked to deter the behavior. And as fighting continues in the eastern part of this country, analysts fear this could be the beginning of a much larger conflict.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. A jury in Georgia is hearing arguments from prosecutors and defense attorneys on whether the 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery was a federal hate crime. Three white men already convicted of murder for killing the 25-year-old black man are now on trial facing those federal charges. Fencing around the U.S. Capitol is going back up.
U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies are preparing for a Canada-style truck protest in the coming days, potentially coinciding with President Biden's first State of the Union address next week. Reinstalling a temporary perimeter fence is part of those discussions and remains an option, Capitol Police say. Though Fox News has learned fencing will return before the March 1st speech from the president. Fencing was put up around the entire Capitol complex in the aftermath of the riot last year, with physical barriers remaining for about 6 months.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. A fighter jet crashed into a stadium in a city in northwest Iran today. The country's state-run news agency reports that crash killed two pilots and a civilian. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for COVID-19.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth intends to carry on working this week after testing positive for COVID-19. Announcing the news, the palace said the 95-year-old had mild, cold-like symptoms. It's understood she is triple vaccinated. Among those sending best wishes, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia, where the Queen is head of state.
We wish her a full recovery. And there are few more resilient people than Her Majesty.
The Queen's son, Prince Charles, also caught COVID earlier this month. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
One person was killed and five others wounded in a shooting at a Portland park during a march protesting police violence in the wake of the recent fatal shooting of Amir Locke by police in Minneapolis. Police say the shooting at Normandale Park Saturday night happened during a confrontation between an armed homeowner and armed protesters. It's down to three possible sites for the 2024 Republican National Convention.
Milwaukee, Nashville, and Salt Lake City are the final three contenders to host the 2024 Republican National Convention. GOP officials in Pennsylvania were told earlier this month that Pittsburgh was no longer in the running. The RNC's site selection committee heads to Nashville in the coming days as Tennessee's capital city makes its case to host the event. Salt Lake City showed off its facilities to the committee at the beginning of the month, while Milwaukee made its case last week. The winning city will likely see hundreds of millions of dollars in convention revenue. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
International tourists and business travelers are arriving in Australia after the country lifted its final travel restrictions over COVID-19 for fully vaccinated passengers. Travelers today were greeted at Sydney's airport by well-wishers waving toy koalas and favorite Australian foods, including jars of Vegemite spread. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.